We have Cowboys safety Kayvon Frazier getting ready for Cowboys training camp right now. He's at a back-to-school bash, giving back to the kids. Kayvon has certainly come here and gotten involved in the community. He does a lot of different things, and he's focusing on the kids right now. But tomorrow, his focus will be on Cowboys training camp and trying to compete for the starting job at safety. How you doing, Kayvon? Appreciate you coming on.
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing?
Good, man. Good. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing this evening?
Yeah, me, Demondre, and Cedric Thornton is hosting a back to school bash, and it's like it's a backpack drive actually. So we're giving away backpack and school supplies to 400 kids. So you know it's gonna be a really good event. You know we got
where is it and what time?
It's in Dallas. It's in Dallas. The address. Is I'm about to pull it up right now. If the address is, hold on a sec. The address is 5150 Mark Trail Way, Dallas, Texas. So it's a park over there. I'm not sure what park. Demondre, he was in charge of getting the place together and everything. But yeah, so that's the address, and it's actually going on right now. Well, I'm about to pull up in a sec.
Okay, it's from 6 to 9, I believe. Am
yep.
I correct?
Yep.
Can you talk?
From 6 to 9.
Yeah, can you talk about your mindset going into training camp and your hopes of trying to get in the mix of safety here?
You know, I'm very confident in my play. All through college and even last year, I was very confident whenever I got on the field. So, you know, my mindset is the same. It's just going out there and playing how I know I can play. You know, I like to hit, so knock somebody head off if they come in my area. So, you know, I'm just very confident in my play. And, you know, I think when I get on the field and when the opportunity shows, it'll speak for itself.
Talking to Kayvon Frazier, the Cowboys safety here on Game Night, 103.3 FM ESPN. And that secondary, obviously, there have been a lot of changes there since last season. You know, some veterans gone. You're one of several young guys in there trying to compete for a job, you know, compete for the opportunity to show what you can do in this league. When you have that many young guys competing for the same opportunities, what's the environment? Is it, you know, is it, do you guys find that you're competing against each other? Or, you know, is it a situation where you tend to push each other?
I think the NFL itself is everybody competes first against each other. You know, the name of the game is next person up. So you know, you always got to be ready to fill in the next role. And, you know, with that being said, we got a lot of young guys. So everybody's competing versus each other. But that makes everybody else better also. So you know, when I compete versus Jeff Heath and stuff like that, like, I play better. I play to my best abilities because I know Jeff is a – really good safety also, so that makes me play to my best abilities. And then another thing with having our young guys back there now is everybody's hungry and everybody's is hungry to play and hungry to hit, and I think that will show soon enough.
You when they've talked about this safety position, who's going to replace Barry Church opposite Byron Jones. You know, people have talked about Jeff Heath. They've talked about using Cheeto Awuzie as safety. Not a lot of people have talked about you. Do you feel you've been that kind of left out and forgotten about to a certain extent as a former six-round pick of a year ago, and you're going in hungry to show something, to get your name back in the mix there?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, I don't really pay attention to all the talk, you know, outside of what's going on in the locker room, so I don't really even hear any of that, but yeah, I'm definitely hungry, and I think people would see that. You know, as soon as the first practice come on Monday, I think everybody would see that.
What was the mindset like this morning with everybody coming in, doing physicals, doing the conditioning drills? Do you see a hungry team? Is this team ready and focused to get to camp and try to build on what y'all did last year?
Yeah, for sure. You know, we're definitely looking at it as a build on to what we did last year. You know, everybody came in, and if I'm not mistaken, everybody passed the test. you know, everybody came in at good weights. Everybody looked good. So, you know, we're just ready to get after it on Monday.
As part of that rookie draft class last year, what was it like for you to see the instant success that Zeke and Dak Prescott had and kind of all the things that come at them along with that success?
You know, it was definitely crazy, you know, coming in with them and seeing how stuff changed and how everybody changed acting towards them since we first came in. You know, it was definitely an eye-opener a little bit, like, whoa, this is what, you know, this is what comes when you get a little bit of success. So, yeah, but it was crazy coming in with those guys. You know, those guys is crazy good players. You know, they can change a game over one play, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm definitely blessed coming in with that draft class that we had, and we just looking forward to getting on the field and playing with each other again.
Going back to Dak, and I don't know, when he came in, he was a fourth-round pick. You know, a lot of people were talking about him. Did you see this type of leadership? Did he take control from the beginning, or did you just see the process? I mean, did you see in him last spring what we saw during the season?
Yeah, nobody was surprised when Dak showed what he showed this past year because of how he came about it, like, before he was actually starting. When we was running sprints, when we first came in, we all ran sprints together. And Dak, being a quarterback, he's not supposed to be the first person every sprint, really. But, you know, him being Dak, he was always first in every sprint. He would always lift, it would lift a lot, like, as much as everybody else. You know, even though he's a quarterback, he's still getting out there and he's still putting in the work. So it really was no surprise of what he did last season.
You know, another guy who has gotten a lot of attention but not yet any playing time from that rookie class is Jalen Smith. Clearly a lot of talent coming off of a major injury. What are you seeing from him, and just kind of knowing him, how is he handling the challenges that come along with coming back from such a big injury?
Yeah, Jalen, he inspires me every day. Everything that he was going through last year inspires me. He, like, people didn't even know if he was going to ever play again or really ever be able to run again. But, you know, he kept pushing. He told himself that he was going to get on that field again, and now he looked better than ever. Like, he be running with the skill guys and doing sprints with us, 10-yard get-ups, and, like, beating us. Or almost beating us or beating us. Like, he, like, it's crazy, you know, the amount of work that he put in. And it's going to show. Y'all going to see it, you know, as soon as we get the field, as soon as we get on the field and as soon as we get past, how much work that he really put in. But he put in a lot of work, you know, behind closed doors that nobody really noticed until they will notice as soon as we get on the field, though. You know, it's really, like, no words can really explain, you know, what Jalen has done this offseason and the amount of work he put in. He really inspired me by what he did.